Well, I'm sure the president appreciates your praise, but he has been very frustrated and made that clear this week with NATO and the European allies. He called NATO, quote, a paper tiger without the U.S. He said they complain about high oil prices when they're forced to pay, but they don't want to help open the Strait of Hormuz. Easy for them. Cowards. We will remember.
I've been in several conversations this week with the president, and the good news is that, look, we had the U.S. for weeks planning for Epic Fury, and for reasons of security and safety, they could not share with European allies and allies around the world and partner countries what they were doing, because that would have jeopardized the effect of the first attack.
Or it would have allowed
so
you to plan.
So it is only logical that European countries needed a couple of weeks to come together. But at this moment, the good news is this, that since Thursday, 22 countries, most of them NATO, but also Japan, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, Bahrain, the UAE, have come together to basically answer three questions. What do we need? When do we need it? And where do we need it? These three questions are now worked through to answer the president's call to make sure that we secure the free sailing through the Strait of Hormuz.